This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Steve Inskeep is away. I'm John Idstey.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Pentagon officials say there is growing concern over the war in Afghanistan, and that could mean the future of Afghanistan. The number of suicide and roadside bombings has risen sharply. This is the most violent year since 2001, when the Taliban was driven from power. The U.S. has about 26,000 troops in Afghanistan. NATO provides an almost equal number of forces. And at a time when it's needed most, the commitment to Afghanistan from some NATO members is wavering. NPR National Security Correspondent Jackie Northam reports.
When NATO assumed control of Afghanistan's security just over a year ago, the 26 nations agreed the mission would be a blend of stabilization efforts, reconstruction, and economic development. But the mission has changed dramatically over the past year. There's a growing insurgency, cross-border raids from pro-Taliban sanctuaries in neighboring Pakistan, opium production is soaring, and the government under Hamid Karzai is ineffectual. Julianne Smith, the senior fellow at the Center for Strategic and International Studies, says this has made Afghanistan a hard sell back home.
What's happened over the last year or so is that the Europeans are starting to wonder whether or not this is a mission that we can actually win. And some of the political elites in Europe are getting nervous about how they talk to their publics about why they have troops in a place as far away as Afghanistan.
From the start, there was a split in how NATO allies engaged in Afghanistan. Some nations, the U.S., Canada, Britain, Australia, and the Netherlands, assumed a military role, fighting the Taliban in the south and the east of the country. Other allies, such as Italy, Spain, and Germany, focused on reconstruction efforts in the quieter, relatively safer areas of Afghanistan. Robert Hunter, a senior advisor at RAND Corporation and an ambassador to NATO during the Clinton administration, says some countries simply will not base their troops in dangerous areas.
A number of the NATO allies are simply not doing enough. They have what are called caveats, meaning, I won't do this, I won't do that. In other words, I won't get involved in combat.
But there's increasing anger and fatigue in Australia, Holland, Britain, and Canada that their troops are bearing the brunt of the violence in Afghanistan. Recently, U.S. Defense Secretary Robert Gates has been ratcheting up pressure on other NATO allies to do more, asking for 3,500 soldiers to help train Afghan troops, 16 helicopters, and 3 infantry battalions with a willingness to fight. So far, not any of the alliance members have agreed. But the reluctance by the NATO allies may be because the U.S. never made a full commitment to the war in Afghanistan, says Mark Schneider, a senior vice president with the International Crisis Group.
Instead of having available a significant number of troops to be deployed in Afghanistan, the U.S. found itself directing most of its military, most of its resources to Iraq.
During congressional testimony last week, Gates said he was frustrated and disappointed by the lack of commitment among NATO members. But at the end of an alliance meeting in Scotland on Friday, Gates had toned down his rhetoric, saying he understood political realities and that NATO needs to draw up a new strategy.
We need to be thinking, where do we want to be in Afghanistan? Where do we want Afghanistan to be in 3 to 5 years?
Mark Schneider says NATO allies need to understand that Afghanistan is not just a U.S. concern.
And the potential threat to their countries as well as to the United States, if Afghanistan is taken over by extremist Islamic forces, would be very serious.
Gates says the U.S. is not planning to send in more troops to Afghanistan, even if the troop shortfalls are not covered by NATO. For now, things will remain status quo. The Dutch have indicated they will extend their commitment another 2 years. Britain shows no sign of pulling out yet, and the Canadians are wavering but still there. The big question is what happens further down the road, says Julianne Smith with the CSIS.
What will happen if the Dutch, the Canadians, and the Brits reach a breaking point where they cannot maintain the levels of commitment that they've maintained to date? What will happen if the other NATO allies fail to step to the plate?
That's something Secretary Gates has most likely already started thinking about and planning for. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Washington.